Can you hear me now? Okay. I'm Mick. I'm Warren's son. Behind me. Thank you. Are my sisters, Frances, Judith, and Tricia. And God, I wish Warren were here to speak to you today instead of us. It's been a hard couple of months for our family coming to grips with his loss. And we know that Warren's loss goes well beyond us, that the whole community feels it too, that you feel it. But this is a party that Warren would have appreciated. And if Warren were here today, I think we know what he would say, but maybe somebody can tell me. What do you think Warren would say if he was here today? All right, we'll stop with that. Hot dog. If he were here, he would say hot dog. And, you know, he's not here, but we really appreciate it, and we really want to have an opportunity right now just to express our gratitude. So I'm going to hand the microphone over to Trish, who's going to start with thanking people we need to thank.
Starting with Mick. Thanks, Mick. So this is a little bit strange, and it's a little bit sad that I am giving you these thanks rather than my father. But in fact, I don't think it's really sad, because I'm pretty certain that we're bringing Dad down here, all of these musicians, that Dad is alive in this music today. So we need to get on with the music, but we do need to pass on our gratitude. And I want to start by saying thanks to my dad, Warren Hellman. And I want to move on to say thanks to all of you, this beautiful crowd here. You brought my father so much joy. Thank you. And now, if I leave anyone out, please let me know. But I do want to thank the city of San Francisco. There's a lot of people to thank. The Rec and Parks Department, the police, the security, the crew, the volunteers, and the musicians. But there's four of us up here, and we have four bouquets, and the question is, who are they for? So we wanted to, even though we didn't get to give our thanks before, we always felt a lot of gratitude, and we particularly want to thank the people who put the nuts and bolts of not only this show, but HSB for the last 11 years, put it all together for us, the heart and soul, and that starts with Bonnie Simmons, Jonathan Nelson, Sherry Sternberg, and last but way not least, Dawn Holliday. And in case anyone out there is still wondering if there will be any more Hardly Strictly Bluegrass festivals, what is the answer?